You'd be surprised at the amount of zing there is when you really knock a case just to flinders. And I don't think there's a person in the room at this moment who has ever knocked a case to flinders. Isn't that funny? Isn't that a horrible thing for me to say? Isn't that a fantastic thing for me to say? Because I knocked my first case to flinders just a few weeks ago. I'm always way ahead of you. No, you've improved cases. I never took a case before and simply bent it backwards until it cracked. With absolute total certainty on the PC's part that case was cracked. And complete and utter certainty on my part that was it. Wow! Why, not all the tinsmiths in Britain could have put the case back together again. And since that time, I've cracked a couple more. Now, we're talking on the order of magnitude of OT. Oh, yeah, clear somebody. Oh, yeah, make me better. Oh, sure. Matter of fact, a rather remarkable thing happened at the Congress party. A fellow came around and shook hands with me. He said, I want you to shake hands with me with this hand. Matter of fact, I was very touched by this. He said, I hadn't had the use of this hand or arm for many years. I got 16 hours of processing, recovered the use of my hand and arm, full use of it, full feeling in it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And I said, well, when I meet Ron Hubbard, I'm going to shake hands with him with this hand. That's a nice big win, isn't it? That's a big win. Of course, it's a big win for me because somebody else did it. I mean, somebody's been heard. That's the big win. You know? But you've all pulled off some interesting improvements. You've all straightened out some of this and some of that. Some degree or another. If you've been totally unlucky, you haven't. But the usual run-of-the-mill activity of a Scientologist, he goes down the line, and every few cases, he suddenly pulls one off. He gets a case that looks pretty tough, and he straightens out something remarkably well. You know, it goes zing, boom, click, and goes back into shape again, something of this sort. Somebody has had a bad, he's had a bad bout with alcohol, something like that. And hardly anybody can do anything with an alcoholic. And the Scientologist came along and he whipped this problem in alcoholism. And he thought that was pretty good. He thought it was pretty good. Well, it was pretty good. But we're talking about a trillennia of case. We're talking about OT. You understand now? I'm not making nothing of this other. I'm saying that's terrific. But that is merely in the miracle line. That's just in the line of miracles. There have been miracles pulled off on earth before. To be able to do a miracle, that's fine. But here's a human being. He's now feeling much better. He's now able to function. He's now able to get around in life and maybe make some money and that sort of thing. Well, that's a win, and nobody's going to argue with that as a win. But that doesn't mean that you suddenly had a brand new human being sitting in front of you. With all of the patterns of misconduct that had been worrying this person, gone, blown up. Oh, yes, with more work to do, with more smooth out to do, with this and that. But with you, with total certainty that you've just done it. Brand new person. You know? Not necessarily suddenly, maybe over the grind of hours or days, you know, but all of a sudden you know, the PC knows. Right? Nothing ever going to slow this guy down again. He is on his way. Like a message in the hands of Mercury, he's been sent. When you do that, you come to grips with what you have been coming to grips with. And when you first do that, you're going to say, wow, was I conceited before to think I could do anything? Look at this. Look how rough a case is. Look how involved a case is. Look how fantastically miscomputed a case is.